Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here. But Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
It is Busted Pencils Fully Leaded Education Talk. Number's 844 if you want to talk. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Just thinking about our little intro trailer there, teaching and learning during, you know, a post-COVID world, all these things. And, you know, do we have to make a new trailer, teaching and learning during school shootings? You know, and Johnny, that's, you know, we're coming out. Yes, it's been 1 week since the Texas shooting in Uvalde, Texas. We're talking about it. You know, we didn't talk last Tuesday when it happened, but we're talking about it now. We're talking about teachers, but we're absolutely willing to hear other thoughts on this. But how are teachers doing? We heard from an anonymous teacher who was there that day and was able to get out and protect their kids, and the trauma that that teacher's going through. And John left us with a Johnny really left us with a question or a position to envision that at this moment, teachers' jobs are to land the plane, bring it in, end the school year. And how do we do that? How do you on one day plan for the end of the year of school and within 24 hours recognize that those last 2 to 5 days are now going to be in this context of a massive school shooting? How do you land the plane? How do you come in at the end of the year? How do you address children? How do you talk to parents? How do you even say, it's like, okay, you know, do you get back to normal as fast as you can? And I'm not even going to ask that sarcastically, because I don't, Johnny, I don't know the answer to your question, how I land this plane if I'm a classroom teacher at the moment. You've got me stumped.
Hopefully you've done it a few times, so all of us are pretty used to the, like, what happens when we go into the, you know, landing procedure the last few weeks of the school year, and we're trying to, you know, impart joy with children in a classroom. We're trying to make sure that they leave with those strong foundations from whatever grade that they're wrapping up with us, and that they have a real clear understanding and message from us as educators that this is their community. We look forward to seeing them in a few months, that we hope to have a fun and safe summer, mm-hmm. right? And that, you know, we're really making sure every kid has that connection that every child in our schools deserves. So you're really going back through the school year with them. You're really connecting with the children in a way that makes sure they know that they have a community of adults mm-hmm. cares deeply for their growth and their education. And we're excited for the summer and for all the fun that they'll have, but we're also here for them and we look forward to seeing them. So we're, you know, we're sort of planting seeds, or to use a metaphor, we've done the seedling work and now we're getting it out to the garden, and it's going to be in the garden for the summer. And then we'll see it at harvest in the fall. And so, you know, there is a lot going on in classrooms where it's already the end of a hardworking year for every teacher. So I think they know how to land the plane. I think one of the things is we're inundated with a few harsh realities. And one of them is that our job all the time, and especially right now, is to make sure that children feel safe and that they are safe. And those are two different things. So it's hard on teachers. It's extra exhausting right now to be ensuring safety when deep down inside, and it doesn't even have to be too deep, right? We know that it's not safe for all children. And it's not safe for most kids in this country. And increasingly we're seeing in spaces like schools, it is incredibly unsafe. And I don't want to even say statistically or a number, right? Because I know I've heard a lot of facts around how it's dangerous to be in a car, and it's also dangerous to do other things, but we still do that. But I'll relate it to that. It is a government's responsibility to provide regulation and organization around providing safety in general, right? We have rules around traffic, around car seats, around seat belts, and all kinds of regulations. It is absolutely absurd to be talking about, not picking on you, Tim, for anyone to be talking about anything other than the fact that a government's responsibility is the safety of its people. Mm. If this country is to care about its people, then it's got to do different things for its most vulnerable communities, communities of people of color and children. Right now, in the last 2 weeks, have shown us that the government has absolutely zero concern for their well-being or their right to be alive. And in fact, I'll get on my soapbox and then pass
it on. Get on it, man. Get on it.
We've been inundated with so-called right to life kind of rhetoric. Mm-hmm. That the oxymoron here is that any politician or any legislator or any policymaker who cares about life or proclaims to care about life, but is ignoring life in general, especially life of living young people, right? Then they need to be held responsible. The last show we were listening to, if folks have been listening for a little while here, you know, ended on a point where, you know, they were saying that the legislators are as equally as responsible as the shooter himself. And I thought, wow, that's pretty profound. Mm-hmm. But I, in this case, think absolutely connect the dots here. This was preventable. And all the other things, as a teacher, I want to land the plane. I want to end the school year. But I also don't want you to ask me to do your job. And I'm mm-hmm. talking directly to policymakers, legislators, and leaders in our community. You do your job when it comes to speed limits. You do your job when it comes to that I got to put a seatbelt on when I get in a car. And I'm not even against that. Mm-hmm. Do your job when it comes to access to the kinds of weapons that create these disasters, and that couple up with people who are struggling, who in every way do enact these kinds of violences. They're preventable. And I don't want to be asked, what do I need? I need you to do your job, government. I need you to do your job, legislators. And it ought not to be, the bottom line is, we need to be able to sell more guns or sideline the issue to Second Amendment rights. This has absolutely nothing to do with the Second Amendment.
Mm. Well, and so there it is, John. I soapbox anytime, my yeah. partner, anytime. 844-967-2789. Coming up on the break here for the bottom of the half hour, but I'll just kind of put this forward, that what you're talking about, John, again, landing the plane, the way you separated that out and say, like, I, as a professional, as a teacher, I know what I have to do. I have to help this. And like you said, create joy. I have to acknowledge the moment. I have more than anything to make sure that these children feel safe. And in fact, maybe somebody might have even heard you and says, John, it sounds like you are actually saying they should get back to normal. It's not being normal. It's being a professional and saying the end of this year has to be, in a sense of saying, we did great work, kids. You did great work. We're going to go forward. We're going to be awesome. But we need to be safe. And, you know, this is where you let the students go. But teachers now, Johnny puts out there, you know, our government, our politicians are failing children. Right to life? Really? I don't think so. When we get back, 844-967-2789, we can talk about landing the plane. And goodness, let's actually talk about this in a way that, I don't know if we can make any meanings here though, John, but more Busted Pencils back after the break.